Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
All right, we're going to start out with this Ro James. When was the last time? So, hey, one of the things I want to talk about tonight, when was the last time your ass was romance? Wet, wet Wednesday. We are the Monstars. DJ E Monster. And Miss Unbelievable.
When was the last time he noticed all your efforts, told you that you're looking good today, baby? Tell me, when's the last time? Told you that he wants you and he's happy that he made you his lady. Tell me, when's the last time he made a reservation just between you, baby? Tell me, when's the last time it didn't feel like the last time?
Life off, turn you on. It's only right, no cross.
Tell me when's the last time.
Wet, wet Wednesday. We're about to go splash on you. Hi, welcome to the show, to the podcast, Monster US Radio. We are the Monstars. We are down one Monstar tonight. Hopefully she'll call in tonight, Jazzy B, but I am DJ E Monster. What's your name? I forgot your name. What's your name? What your name is?
Do you want me to play the song? I said, do you want me to play the song again? Do we need to play the song for you to know what my name is?
Relax. We'll get to that in a little bit. That's Miss Unbelievable before she starts playing her song.
I'm just saying. Do I need to play the song? I got me a theme song. Damn, you know what my name is. You better stop playing with me up here.
You are one of them tips. I just gonna say it. Say one more. You just itching to just do it. You just itching. Just give me a reason. I'll do it. But I
give me one
Wednesday. Let's go ahead and get it started. So I ain't gotta ask you how you're feeling. So I'm just gonna say, what we gonna be on tonight?
I like your question. Yeah. My answer's gonna be very fast and quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The question is, when's the last time you was romanced, serenaded, finesse? I shouldn't say finesse because that means they got something out your ass. Serenaded, romance. Let's see. What else could we say? What else puts it in perspective? Let's see. Serenaded, romance. Shit. Look. It's been so long, we ain't even got too many words for it. Damn! We need some loving around this bitch. I don't know what else to call it.
I don't either.
That's one of them. Okay, so what else we got to talk about? I know you got something to talk about, right?
Yes, I have. So last week I did the Ten Commandments. The 10 Dick Suck Commandments. I did that last week. So now I have the 10 Ooh. Pussy Eating Commandments. So, yeah, I got some feedback from the dick one. And I got a little bit of feedback for the 10 Pussy Eating Commandments. So, yeah. That's mine.
Okay. Wet Wednesday. Well, you're going to get your spiritual orgasm, whether you like it or not. Online conversation, sexy music with a roar, brought to you by SoulMeSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. Okay, we're going to get into it. No puns intended. We're going to get into it tonight. So we got sexy music, some conversation. If you want to join our conversation, 563-999-3411. Press 1 if you want to join the conversation, or you can just listen in private. Either way it goes, you appreciate it. Please remember to like and share our links, because while we're talking to y'all, we could be promoting, but it is what it is. So let's get into, I guess, some bust it wide open vibrations. I'm going to give you a chance to get your song ready. Seeing that, as y'all
ready.
Can tell.
Oh, it's ready. Look. Stop playing.
Well, she said it's already. Go ahead and drip on them then. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to go ahead and get in my sexy voice. Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what it is. They call him my name, Brian McKnight. Unbelievable. That's what I am. Hey. Y'all hear that?
Wet Wednesday.
Beautiful lying here naked. Girl, you were made to be mine. Look at this love that we're making. 'Twas just a matter of time. It's hard to believe. you're here with me. Hunger for your touch, baby. I won't ask for much. It's hard to believe.
Yep.
We're tempted to shake it. We might be going online. I'll wake you with eggs, toast and bacon. Then we'll go a couple more times. I hunger for your touch, baby. I won't ask for much. It's hard to believe. You're here with me.
Unbelievable.
It's hard to conceive.
Unbelievable.
But you're here with me.
US Radio Podcast. Him Brian at late at night. Almost choked up. So I like that one. That's kind of nice though. I like that. That's nice. So I Wet Wednesday, online radio with the Roar, R&B music only. So okay, so tonight we're gonna talk about when's the last time you was romance, serenaded, those type of things. What else you say we was going to be on?
Oh, the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, the Ten Commandments.
Oof. Oof.
Alright, I can't wait to get into this Commandments one. But I guess first we can jump into when's the last time was you romance? You know, like, I'm talking about somebody, like, you know, really took you out, did something special. And now what I mean by romance, I don't mean like just took you to Red Lobster in a movie and then, you know, y'all went home and went to bed. No, I'm talking about took your ass out, showed you a hell of a good time, got home, set it off. Y'all might not even made it home because the night was just so fucking elegant and intimate and sexual and erotic. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if it ain't never happened, it ain't never happened. But to some people, this has happened before. So that's what I want to know. Like, when was the last time, you know, you was romance, serenaded? I'm going to keep it 100. I need notes. I need some things to do. I don't be knowing, you know. somebody asked me to take them out. I wouldn't know where to go. I wouldn't know what to do. What some ideas? That's what it is. So hit us up 563-999-3411. You can also hit us on social media. Right now I'm on Facebook and IG, so you can hit us there, or you can comment on our social media page on Facebook on the Monstars page. So or you can on Miss Unbelievable social media if you have it. So yeah. So all right. So that's where we at with it. So.
So let's see. So like I said, you know, it's got to be something good, not just, you know, just oh yeah, let's go get something to eat. Oh.
No, it's got to be something nice.
I have to say, I don't know.
Mine, I have to say, the only time I really, really was, it wasn't nothing too special. You know what I mean? I don't even think it really was intended to be that way. I was on vacation, you know, with the lady, whatnot, in Hawaii. I think it was more of the air where we was, you know, the ocean, you know, all that type of stuff. Had a couple drinks. Yeah, went out to eat, whatever, whatnot. Got a little dressed up, just trying to be cool, have some fun. It wasn't even meant to be on no seriously romantic shit. It just turned out to be that way. It just ended up, you know, just two people in a spot where there's a bunch of people, and it's just me and you versus the world. And you know what I mean? It was just the vibe of me and you. And, you know, I guess amongst everybody else. No, we didn't know nobody else. Nobody else knew us. And it was just us. And we just shined. We didn't give a fuck about it. We knew in a week we weren't going to see these motherfuckers again. So, you know, we could let go and be ourselves and, you know, really feel how, you know, we wanted to feel. And, you know, so I would have to say that would have been mine. It would have been, yeah, in Hawaii. Yeah. I think it was, like I said, the beach, the drinks, the atmosphere. It was the weather. Even, I mean, the people around us, they were all having fun too. So, you know, it was the festivities. It was the vibe that was going on. So I would have to say, if I had one, that probably would have been it. I ain't had too many in life. Now, as men, don't get me wrong. Like, when, I don't know what it is, but women, they love to serenade me. It is what it is. I don't know if they think I'm broke. I can't afford it or what, but they just, no, let me do something for you. And okay. But you know, men, we don't get serenaded or romance too much. So, I mean, what about you? I mean, you're a woman. I'm pretty sure you've been romanced a lot. And you know, I don't mean to say that in some funky way. Like, it, you know. You get what I'm saying. I don't mean a lot like it, mm-hmm. You know, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, actually, I haven't. And I can't even think about ever.
mm-hmm.
No.
Never, ever, ever?
Over time. Nah, never, ever.
Okay.
That I can think of, you know, to be like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. And
right.
I don't. I don't know if it's because I probably was so takeoverish. I would take things over,
mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't give them an opportunity to do it, or they wouldn't know how to do it for me to say, "Oh, she's going to receive this and love this and." How can I do it for her? And she's so picky and this. So I don't think I've ever allowed someone to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Huh. I mean, you was married before. I mean, he had to do something to make you go, oh, yes, I'm going to marry him. I mean, it had to be,
well,
you know.
I was young. So I was 19. So anything at 19 was cute. Oh my God, this is cute.
the rims and the bass in the car make my.
I mean,
the man.
We just basically had sex everywhere. Oh, that's cute. You know, it wasn't that grown folks shit. You know, it was the cute little kid shit.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right, right.
You know, being married at 19, you're like, everything at 19 is cute. a trip to McDonald's, you know, or going to the park is cute. You know what I'm saying? Doing something different is cute. Because you haven't had no, you didn't have that exposure or that, and I grew up so fast, so like me going out to the clubs early, seeing that, you know, I was like, oh, what's different? This is different. So I thought marriage was just different, and I thought it was a way out of me getting to do whatever I want to do. So, nah. And, nah. Like, the dress up and go out, nah, that wasn't his thing. And because I was married for so long, it was like, shit, half my life was gone by the time I captured it back. And then everything after that was my way or the highway. So I wasn't interested in the romantic, intimate type of situations. You know, it was, this is what I want to do. I mean, the sweetest thing someone did for me, it wasn't, you know, romantic, was, you know, they came over, we cooked dinner together, and we just chilled and watched TV or whatever. I mean, that was probably the cutest thing. You know, it wasn't intimate, you know. We cooked together. I mean, it was a few intimate parts to it, but it wasn't like, oh, let's go out, let's go do this, let's go do that, let's do, you know, like the whole set. I set this up for us. It wasn't none of that. So, and yeah. And I know it's probably, you know, my behalf, because I always want to take over. So now I'm just like, if it happened, it happened. You know, I want to see it happen. I got to get, I moved out my own way now.
Okay. Sometimes it be like that. So all right, let's go over here and take a break right quick, because I still want to get into your commandments. That's what I want to talk about. So fuck what I was talking about. But this right here, this track I'm about to play, as the result, I'm so petty, as a result of some good romance. Somebody romanced you real.
Special moment in history.
Real good. Petty sexy music, August Alsina.
When you tangle in the sheets, girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. Yeah, I'm tangled in, telling you, tangled in the sheets, tangled in, telling you, tangled up with me.
Shoulder got a question in my willpower. Jaded by her beauty, but her reputation real solid. Moaning down the hallway, I can tell you how I feel about it. Caught up in the matrix, and I doubt if I can get about it. Living like it's no tomorrow. Met your boy with open arms. Told you all my darkest stories. Promise that you won't depart. Keys are over 40 cars. Left me with a broken heart. Till I gotta get around. Favorite artist was Tupac. Watch a movie, then we freaking tangled up. I'm getting deeper. Do this shit like every weekend. Guess I'm just a little secret. Entanglement is when a mental lick can tell you trouble. The saddest part is I still love you just to keep it simple.
Tell me honest, baby. Don't want no strings attached. You just want a nigga that's gonna break your back. No, I ain't about to play with that. You're lucky, man, if you me, just to pay him back. Don't you know that's cold-hearted? What you gonna coming back? Girl, you're fucking with a youngin', I be doing shit you like. Don't do no talking when I see you, all your hands popped down. Going round for round, you want a nigga to shut you down. The definition of entanglement,
yes.
It's when you're tangling the sheet. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. I'm on my way, yeah. I'ma pull up when he tell. He only see me in your fucking shit. Once he see me, he gon' trip. Let's be low key. Keep me. Girl, I know I fucked up your head. Let you down in here right there. Let you down in here right there. Oh, that ain't my girl, but I got the key. To the crib and street talk. To the crib and to her heart. You don't wanna label shit. she need me in her life. I don't have to label, she prepared it in her life. We gon' keep it poppin', shawty. You my little sweet girl. It's a lingerie, so I ain't taking off my sweet girl. It's wrong, but it's in your trap. Don't throw it on your face, Rachel. The definition of entanglement. When you tangle in the sheets.
Yeah, wait, Wednesday, sexy conversation and music with the Roar. That's August Alsina and Rick Ross. It's called Entanglement. I don't know what to say. It's not my situation, but yeah, that's the result of some damn good romancing or finessing. I don't know. You let us know. 563-999-3411. Don't forget about our 24-hour stream at MonstarsRadio.com. Just go to the 24-hour stream, and it's free. It's not like some of the other companies. You got to pay for it. And we got independent artists, majors, remixes, all mashed up in one big-ass broadcast. So make sure you check that out. So it's unbelievable.
Can I ask a question? Have you ever had an entanglement?
Sure. Have I ever had an entanglement? Okay. First, let's throw out what's the definition of an entanglement? I'm all entangled in this shit, and I don't get what it meant. So I'm entangled, and I don't know what it meant. So what is it really with the what is it really?
It's a complicated or compromising relationship or situation.
Okay, that sounds like almost every relationship right now today. I'm going to need a little more definition there, Perry Mason. I guess how I would see an entanglement would have to be where we'll say if you know somebody is together and they break up. Say like they're married, like in this situation, and they separate. Now here you come. You know that they still married, but they separated. Here you come making a relationship with that person. Now you in an entanglement because at any time, as you can see, they can get back together, blah, blah, blah. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, that's what an entanglement would be. I don't know what all that was that you just said, but to me, that's what entanglement would be. Like you getting involved with somebody who's not already out of something totally with somebody else.
So have you?
Well, damn. Okay, let's see. As much as I want to say hell to the no, because that's some fuckboy type shit to me, kind of almost. No, not really, but kind of. As much as I want to say no, I have to say yes. In all of my years of life, even though I'm only 23 years old, yes, I have. Well, damn. Okay, don't be so quiet. Everybody at the same time. So really, okay. How about you, ma'am? Have you? How about you, ma'am? Have you?
Several times.
Okay.
Too many to count.
Okay.
Too many to count.
Okay. I mean, did they always end up like how August Alsina and that situation ended up? I mean, sometimes did they end up good, bad?
Let's just say I was hated a lot. A couple people never want to come back to this state to see me. I was a homewrecker. I started like a cycle of this person cheating on his wife. Now this person just cheats all the time on his wife. My outcomes. Some of the outcomes was not the best, but there was some that was real good. Yep. Never let into a relationship after though. Confusion on some ends. And then some, I learned a lot. Didn't know that, you don't think you're hurting someone when you go into the entanglement. It's just afterwards that you're like, oh, God.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Right.
Several. Yeah. And if I knew that word, I would have been like, damn. Back then, I would have been like, damn. Jada, I see you, girl. I understand. I <get you>. Yes. But, yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, I mean. Right. Well, I mean, I guess in their case, you know what I mean? I guess, like they had said in their interview, they said it themselves. I mean, they were at the point where they had both was like, fuck you. Fuck that one. I'm not fucking with that one. And even though they got back together, you know what I mean? But still, initially, they was like, we're not going to be back together. They was done. Like they said, they both, it was over. It was over. You know what I mean? So technically, you know, they was trying to move on. So I guess at the end of the day, you know, everybody's like trying to shame them for what's going on. I mean, there's other people that pretty much did almost like the same thing, you know. It didn't turn out like how their stuff did, but I guess you could say it was a success story with it. I mean, look at what you call it. And maybe I'm wrong for throwing their names even in this pot. Maybe I should just shut up. But what about Swiss Beats and what's the singer lady he married
to?
Alicia Keys.
They're trying
what about,
to say that. It wasn't that
Gabrielle
situation.
Union.
And Dwayne Wade, they explain theirs a little bit differently too. So I think it's how you know, how you perceive it and how you know, feel like if it was, see, how he put it was, you know, he was a mess when he was messing with her. And then how she puts it, that she was a mess. So it was almost like confused mess is what made the entanglement happen, or which made it an entanglement, because it was confusion and mess. I don't necessarily think that's how Dwayne Wade, you know, he was like, he was done, he was divorced, and she didn't come break up the home was already broken. Same thing with I don't know. It's almost the same, but I don't think that they would say, Gabrielle probably wouldn't say, I was entangled with him, he was a free man.
Right. So well, nobody's gonna say, oh yeah, I was in a fucked up situation. You know what I mean? I guess there is a difference between being, because you know they're trying to make it sound all enchanted and shit. Entanglement. Mm-hmm. That's an enchanted. You know what I mean? I guess it's a difference between entanglement, meaning, you know, somebody's broken up with somebody else and then y'all get into some stuff. That's an entanglement. I guess when the other two people are still together, that's just tangled up shit. I guess that's the difference in the word. But I guess. So, all right, let's get to this. Let's see. To this topic.
All right. So last week, we talked about the 10 dick suck commands was no teeth, plenty of spit, plenty of tongue, don't just suck the dick, make love to the dick, can't forget the balls, twirl that head with the tongue too, grind the dick like a pepper while sucking, moan while you sucking that dick, give eye contact, and when he comes, swallow the cum. That's for
this sound like now. This sound like an Uncle Luke song, but okay, okay.
For the ladies,
like the lyrics to Two Live Crew, but go ahead.
The 10 pussy eating commandments: don't just lick the pussy, suck the pussy. Run the tongue up and down the pussy. Control suction. Slide a finger or two in and out the pussy. Put your mouth on the pussy. Twirl the tongue in circles on the pussy. Use your face. Kiss the pussy. Don't forget the click. And when she comes, slurp the pussy.
Huh. Okay, okay, we're going to have to run back through those. But one question I want to ask ladies, though. I want to ask ladies, which would you rather, bearded or not? That's my question to you. Bearded or not? Shaven or not? We're talking about his face. And we're talking about some commandments. That's one. You want the beard, take a little bit, or you don't want no beard. But I so okay, where'd this information come from? I mean, is this the research done by the Nevada Bunny Ranch? I mean, where these commandments come from?
Us black folks, what you mean? It comes from the people who like the pussy and like the suck dick. What does it matter where they come from? It's the Ten Commandments. They have been presented to those people who don't know what to do. Now we are presenting what you need to do when it comes to the pussy. If they didn't know,
okay. So,
now they know.
So these are just 10 things that you can do. These aren't like the 10 best steps. Like, because I ain't hear nothing, no talk about no ABCs and 1, 2, 3s up in there. That would be one of my commandments in there. That should have been on the commandments right there. You dig? I heard a couple good ones, but, you know, I didn't hear, like, lick from top to bottom, slowly, top to bottom.
Everybody
slowly,
don't
know what I mean?
About the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, uppercase, lowercase. A lot of they don't know about that, you know, so that's for, you know.
Well, the commandments, if you the go commandments to, are supposed to be, like, supposed to help you be, like, the best in life. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you don't see nothing on the Ten Commandments, the religious ones, talking about don't pick your nose. I mean, that's just common sense. But it says thou shalt not steal. So, you know what I'm saying? So, if we're going to have some, that's why I was like, where are these commandments come? If we're going to have some commandments, we're going to have some commandments. That means I command you to do it the right way. So, you know. So I don't, we're going to go back over. You're going to tell us these commandments. Yeah, I don't know. We might have to make up our own commandments. Can we have an 11th to 12th commandment?
Well, okay. Okay. And when I say, when I put this out there, I got some other people who was like, you forgot some things. So I don't know, how do we arrive to these 10 commandments that is just simple. And I have someone that says, nibble on the click. Blow in the pussy and give the inner thigh some attention. I was like, true that, true that, true that, true that. So there was more that, yes, they did forget. And when I was talking about the 10 dick suck commandments, I got a lot of feedback that was missed on that one too. So you always can rewrite, you know, the commandments that works for you, but these was just a starter to me. This is a starter.
Right. We should have had a poll. That's what we should have did. We should have made a poll for the monstrous Wet Wednesday 10 commandments. What should they be? And how the people put in what the commandments could be. And then,
because they sure enough forgot one that is a definite. You got to, oh, no, I won't give, no. Yes, that one.
I think we might do that. Might have to put a Facebook poll up on the Monstars Radio page and then get the people to comment and see what the people come up with. And shit, I don't know. Maybe we'll give away shirts to the 10 people. Oh my goodness, that's 10 shirts. Oh Lord, y'all gonna break me. No, we're not doing no contest. No, we might do it. We'll see. Stick with us. Stay tuned or keep watching Monstars.com, MonstarsRadio.com, and you'll see what we'll have popping over there. I hate the word free because, I mean, it costs me. It's free to y'all, but it costs me. Matter of fact, it's going to be, y'all just got to pay, that's right, y'all just got to pay the shipping. $19.99. Shit.
That's a start.
My bad. We're going to get back to Wet Wet Wednesday. We got another song. Matter of fact, I got one.
Yes.
We'll do a guy who did an interview right here on the radio. I really want to play this Fire and Desire. She'll be playing that one, but I'm going to go with this Rich Low right quick. We'll get to that Fire and Desire coming up here a little bit. This right here is an artist. He goes by the name, or his name is Rich Low. He did an interview with us here a while back. He's a really good artist. Look him up on the internet. R-I-C-H, Rich Low, L-O-W-E. And let him know, hey, homie, we heard your song, Mr. Right Now, on Wet Wet Wednesday on Monster US Radio Podcast with DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, a.k.a. DJ Liddy and Jazzy B.
We smoke up and roll up. Yeah, yeah. We smoke up and roll up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we smoke up and roll up. I ain't Mr. Right Now. I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Tell me what you like.
Yeah, yeah.
From Mr. Right Now.
Tell me what you want.
Only for the night.
One night.
I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Mr. Right Now.
Ow.
Mr. Right Now.
Oh, no.
I ain't Mr. Right.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. For the night, I'm Mr. Right Now. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr.
Right Now.
You should be in my bed, touching and kissing up. We rock till we fall asleep, but you can give me up. I ain't talking about the future, falling in love. Infinite girl, when I'm in it, we gon' be here for a minute. We smoke up and roll up, we do. I tell you the truth. If I had a choice to be you over and over and over again, baby, I want you, I cannot pretend. Yeah. That girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, ho girl, don't give me that.
I ain't Mr. Right.
I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. I could be anywhere in the world, but I'm with you, you, you. Catching a flight in the morning, every day something new.
24/7, I be grinding like I'm sitting in a brick. Say my name once and you never forget it. So every time I come see you, oh.
Wake up and roll up with you. I tell you the truth. If I had a choice to be you, over and over and over again, baby, I want you, I cannot pretend. Yeah. The girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, ho girl, don't give me that.
I ain't Mr. Right.
I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right,
I'm Mr. Right Now.
I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr.
Right Now.
Mr. Right Now.
Rich Low, Mr. Right Now. Well, you can call us up right now. We got a little bit of time left. 563-999-3411. You can talk sexy with us. So, all right, where we at, Miss Unbelievable?
when I come.
I think we were at the Ten Commandments and what we can add to them and what we will take away.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you add to the Ten Commandments, either the ladies or the gods, that you would say that they're missing? Besides the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, you might have to explain that. Do we have time for you to explain that, or you want to wait another time to explain what that is?
The ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Well, give me the microphone, and if you please, you know, things around here that we try to do with the Monsters Radio Podcast, we try to help people, give them tips, all kinds of things to help you better yourself. Yes, we talk about serious things. Yes, we have fun and games as well. But at the end of the day, it's always we're trying to give you something to walk away with to help stimulate your mind. Maybe it's something to try, some assignments, some things like that. And here is assignment for you. In today's age, I can't even just say for you fellas. I'm just saying for you if you eat pussy. ABCs and 1, 2, 3s is a very, very great thing to add a little spark to your arsenal when it comes to oral sex. Now, if you're just regular old guy, you've been doing it the same way over the years, da-da-da, okay, you say that works well, okay, that's cool. But I guarantee you, this is something you can add that's going to make your girl go, where the fuck have you been, and where the hell did you pick this up at? So, so yes, you do your ABCs, your A's, like you with your tongue, you make the A, you do the uppercase and the lowercase. Now, you go through the whole ABCs, uppercase, then lowercase. You dig? Don't go too fast. You dig? Do it at a slow motion or a nice little pace. Her body will tell you what speed she wants you to go at. And then that's what you do. You go A, B, C, uppercase, lowercase. And then you do 1, 2, 3, 1 to 12. I'm just saying, you go 1 to 12. By then, I'm telling you, bruh, she's going to be ready or she may be done. I don't know. I'm just saying. But that's what it is. That's what the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s is. That's your monstrous oral tip. I don't even know if I want that together, but that's your monstrous oral tip for Wet Wednesday week. I don't know, whatever week this is, that's your tip. And ladies, you might want to, if you have to, run this back for your guy. This archive is available 24/7, 365. Just accidentally put it on, let it run, turn it up, let it start playing. He'll listen to it and just walk off. He's going to be like, what the hell was you listening to? So, I don't know. It's just some stuff my girl sent me. Boom. And he'll get it. He'll get it. So, I mean, you got a tip for the people. You know, we give out one tip a week. One tip a week. One tip a week.
One tip a week. That's it. That's it. I think I gave out too many last week. Only get one. Only get one.
One a week. One a week.
One a week. I'm just saying, because if you give too many, they ain't going to come back. I don't know. I got one for y'all ass, though, next week. Get ready, because it's going to be unbelievable. I'm just saying, because that's just what I do.
Ooh, see, we got a little bit of time. I mean, unless you got another topic, I got a question, something I've seen on social media that I was, and it's sexual. I was like, wait, what? It can't be real. So, I mean, did you have something else we're going to talk about?
No, but to answer your question, beard or no beard, it don't make a damn difference. Just lick it.
Right.
Just let just let it get on the beard, let it get wet, you know, it's all good as long as you know. Mm. If it ain't like nappy, you know, because then we may have to tie it up, you know, braid it up because it may, you know, scratch mm-hmm. an itch. But it don't matter. We just want the tongue, the lips, and all that.
Right, right. Well, if you take Kevin's beard, she'll feel like cashmere. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
With that beard oil and things like that, she'll feel like cashmere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, but you, if he's doing all that, he ain't trying to get all your juices in his beard. I'm just saying.
So he better get the hell up.
My question was, Have you seen this new thing? It said new. It was like, okay, now we all seen in the movies, or some of y'all don't accidentally found it in your dad's dresser drawer, a blow up doll. I guess they don't came a long way now, where it said it was like a rubber lady, like a for real rubber lady. Like, it looked it real. I was like, this can't be real. Like, this has got to be fake. Like, it looked like it was a real lady. I think it was probably some lady who just took a picture of her half naked and was like, oh, it's a rubber doll, and tried to get away with it for attention. That's the only thing I can think of, because I've seen it, and I'm like, this can't be, because, I mean, have you seen this?
I have. She got a big old booty and all that. Yes, I've seen her.
And good hair.
And good hair. She ain't a she's an in between a Becky and a Tatiana. Yeah. And a Maria. It's like they got a look in all ethnicities. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, did you think it was real? I mean, does it look real to you? I mean, is it a doll, or is that like a Photoshop of some lady?
No, it's a doll. They have dolls out there that look like real people now. You know, real companionship. You know. And I think, you know, they actually have where they actually can do a lot of motions, and you can have sex with them. Blow dolls ain't like plastic like they used to be now. They getting to be real. For real. Because they're actually, you know, having so much new technology when it comes to when it comes to like masturbating, or when it comes to like having a toy, they're just coming so realistic where now, hell, if you lonely, go get a blow up doll that, and they do tricks and flicks and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, as you know, people out there, we got Takeover Tuesday. Well, you can build your brand. If you're a distributor of a rubber doll, send us one, and I'll test it out. I'm just saying. I'll give you my review, and we'll take it from there. So you want the address, hit us up, monsterstarsradio.com/support.
Wow.
I hope my pastor is not listening.
Your pastor.
Let's see, tomorrow's Comic Cafe, where you can call in and you can vent, because, you know, with the whole quarantine, people are going through it a lot. We don't want you to go outside and get 30 days. Get it. Call us up. Put the people on blast. You know, we want to have, I don't know. I want to kind of do something, I don't know, to get people to chime in on it and let us know what's going on in the streets. Like, I don't know, like maybe did you see somebody act a fool out in public over not wearing or wearing a mask? I've been seeing a lot of things with people with masks. I've seen a lady actually mace a guy because he didn't have a mask. I was like, whoa, like, it's just like, wow. So Comic Cafe, spot to help you prevent from getting 30 days, because we ain't got no bail money. So you got to call us in and vent. brought to you by Snickers. No, I'm just kidding. So I say that because of the Snickers commercial, y'all. Let's see. What else? And also, we got Friday Night Live coming up. Help y'all get ready for the weekend. So, let's see, anything else? I mean, any last things you want to drop in here? We got a little bit of time before we get up out of here.
You know, just put those Ten Commandments out there if you guys know some more that y'all want us to add or subtract, so by next week we can have a new list of Ten Commandments for both sucking and sucking. That'd be great.
All right.
Hit
all
up,
right,
Miss
so,
Unbelievable.
Let's see here. Let's see what else do we got. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and throw that Paul Anthony and Tanya Deona. Let's go ahead and throw that one up right quick.
before we get up out of here. So we're going to play this one coming up. I got to show these guys, these two, some love. They posted that they actually bought Monster US Apparel, and they flaunting it on IG. So hopefully you'll see the video with Paul Anthony. He's wearing Monsters Radio. Which one is it? He's wearing one of the Lion shirts. He does a great drop for it. And also Tanya Deona, she's got a Monster US Radio or I Live Monstrously jacket. Sorry, I'm doing two things at one time over here. So this right here is this song. It's a remake from the Rick James track, Fire and Desire, right here, Monsters Radio. This right here is Paul Anthony and Tanya Deona. Check it out, Wet Wet Wednesday. We'll be back right after this as I stumble through it.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. Remember when I used to?
Love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Use and abuse them. Taste the tears of things, yeah. Then I kissed your lips and you turned on my fire, baby. Then you burned me up within your flame. Took me a little higher. Made me live again. You turned on my fire, baby. Then you showed me what a love can do. Fire and desire, baby. Feel it coming through. And I thank you, baby. Oh, how I thank you, baby. You taught me so much and you showed me so much love and sensitivity. Remember when you used to?
Wet Wednesday.
I don't care what you say. That one is still getting me going. So we are at the end of the show. Trying to think of any other things we could splash about before we get up out of here. Anything on your end?
Yeah. I just want to say, if you're not comfortable giving a blowjob, you always can give a nice hand job. But eventually, you're going to have to put those lips, either one, where your hands have been. Just
Well, okay. On that note, go ahead and get up out of here. So, all right, y'all, don't forget about tomorrow's Comic Cafe, where we try to help you prevent from getting 30 days. We got entertainment news, and also we have spoken word. It's the complete show that's been brought to you by SoulofMeSpeaks.com. So we have Miss Unbelievable and her spoken word that she does every week. Believe me, you don't want to miss this. And then let's see what else we got. Yeah, and that's what it's all about. You're calling in and venting. You got problems, we're going to hood solve them. Comic Cafe every Thursday night. So, I really ain't got no last words. Shit, I'm just trying to get up out of here. It's time for me to go eat something. No buns intended. Oops.
Keep the lips moist, both of them.
So, all right, any last words?
Keep the lips moist, both of them.
So, all right, y'all, we up out of here. Enjoy your night if you don't do nothing else. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll catch you as well. Don't forget to check out the 24-hour stream at MonstarsRadio.com and make a purchase at SoulofMeSpeaks.com.
Peace. Yeah.